The big problem has been, as it has been since, I suppose, the last 30 or 40 years, the speed. The fastest train in 1975 was only about 15 minutes slower than the fastest train today, whereas any other line radiating from Dublin seems to be able to beat that speed, mainly because it's double track. Sligo is the only line in the country that, if all these improvements are brought into place throughout the country, it'll be the only line where the car still is competitive with the train. Every other line in the country, by 2040 or a little bit thereafter, the train will beat the car hands down, and that's where it is at with Sligo Dublin at the moment.
Peter, we hear so much about the positives of rail transport, and that it provides great convenience and connectivity to passengers across the country, but these issues still remain as they are. People are still finding that it takes, that these delays that we see on the line regarding the single track are adding time to people's journeys.
Well, that will improve, and it's a matter of when rather than if. They will do something on it, definitely, but the time scale is the problem. And also, the elephant in the room in the Sligo area is they made a great fanfare and a welcome fanfare about reopening the railway from Athenry to Claremorris. But despite the fact that there's an existing railway line from Claremorris to Clooney, even though it is derelict, they haven't made any move to propose that now or into the future. And they lumped it in with a proposal from Sligo to Omagh and Sligo to Letterkenny, both of which would be greenfield sites, whereas Claremorris-Clooney, which effectively is the Sligo to Galway link, is a brownfield site and effectively a shovel ready.